everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Flick Face Podcast. I'm your co-host, Tyler, joined as others by your other co-host, Jonah. Your other co-host, Johnny.
Hi.
Your other co-host, Brian.
It's the Brian.
Oh, sorry. Your other co-ghost, Brian.
Ooh, it's Brian.
I feel like that should be like the new thing, like co-ghost. And then maybe people will start thinking you're a ghost.
I thought we were going to go quad host this week like we talked about
last week.
Should we redo it?
Start from the top. Sorry.
Take it from the top, Jonah?
No.
Okay.
That's so much work.
With the dials and everything.
That's like two buttons I have to press again.
Okay, that's fair. I don't want you to press two buttons. I don't want you to press
one too many buttons.
I mean, you can just do the intro button and we just keep all this in the podcast.
And everybody would love it. Nobody would be annoyed or find
it. What if the entire podcast is just restarting?
It was showing you have Greyhound up on the screen, but it was showing that other movie where the people are stuck on the beach and the bombers.
No.
The war movie.
Dunkirk was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
This was a good movie.
Yep. Greyhound.
Greyhound.
A good movie.
So, it was a good movie.
Brian, did you see Greyhound?
Yes. This is my first time.
What did you think of it?
I was impressed. I didn't think, I was like, oh, it's going to be one of these type of movies. Same old, same old. But I was very impressed with the movie. I very much enjoyed it.
Short synopsis of the movie, because Holly listened to the Prisoners podcast, and she's like, I have no idea what that movie was about. Which, that one's a little bit more complicated.
Well, this
one's
supposed to watch the movie.
Prisoners, there's a Mason.
Greyhound. Greyhound is Tom Hanks, Navy ship captain, escorting ships in World War II.
Yep.
They get attacked by submarines.
Yep.
And it's a whole movie. Literally.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just nonstop submarines.
I love this movie.
Simple premise.
Nonstop.
Yes. Yeah, it's like it feels like an older movie, you know what I mean? Like an older style of movie where it was just like a simple story and
it came out in 2020.
Yeah. Good performances. Yeah, I liked Greyhound.
Job. Was this a Apple TV movie, like made for Apple TV?
It was supposed to be a theatrical release, but then COVID pushed it
to Apple. Yeah.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And then the whole Epstein thing.
Oh.
Yeah, where is Tom Hanks standing?
That was going to be one of my pamps. There's a lot of speculation. I keep hearing both sides.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I canceled Tom Hanks in my head.
I think he is canceled.
I thought he was semi-canceled. But he's made a comeback.
I've also seen that there's no evidence that he was.
Yeah, there's no solid evidence, apparently.
I mean, there's evidence that Jared Leto is, and he's still in movies. So.
Oh, that's
true. Right, yeah.
It's kind of like Hollywood's corrupt.
I think Can we not talk about Jared Leto?
I thought we have a ban. Let's have a ban on Jared Leto on the podcast. And then we're saying his name. Starting now.
No.
Wait, who?
I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah?
I was stressed out the whole time.
Yes.
Just because it was just nonstop. They kill one U-boat and then five more literally pop up out of the water with that noise.
I love that noise.
I was so scared the whole time.
It made it very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just saw this movie on Apple Plus, and I was just like, I'm just going to watch it. And I was like, that is a... Like, wife and I heard more about this movie.
Yeah.
It's so good.
No, I never heard
about it. Because
it's
Apple TV only, and not everyone has Apple TV. Even Apple users don't have Apple TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah, I would have avoided this, based on the cover and, the synopsis. I would have been like, this isn't for me. But I'm glad I watched it.
I thought it was going to be, a battleship movie.
When Jonah said Greyhound, for some reason, I was like, Greyhound bus. It's going to be about, a guy on a bus.
I went straight to a dog racing movie.
Did you really? I thought it was going to be a dog racing movie.
Really? You too?
I thought this was going to be the dog equivalent of Seabiscuit.
There you go.
So I'm a sucker for really any type of war movies. And then I'll get in phases where it's I'll watch just 20 war movies just nonstop. And this is one of those phases where I was just cycling through war movies. And I saw this one. I'm like, let me just watch it. And then I was pleasantly surprised.
It's a good one.
Yep.
Pretty solid. Shall we get into it?
Yes.
The first segment of the show, the segment we like to call Lamps and Slams. This is the part of the show where we discuss the things we like about the movie, the lamps, and things we don't like, the slams. Jonah?
I'll start out with a lamp.
What do you got?
I love how little character development there is in this movie.
Yep.
There is one scene. There's one scene between him and his girlfriend that's maybe a minute long, if that, that shows that this is his first actual voyage as a captain, and that's it. That's all the backstory we get and all the backstory we need.
It seems like his girlfriend is not into him.
Yes.
Right?
Kind of.
Question. Is this based off a true story? or actual real events. Oh,
yeah, I think it is.
I don't think it's like necessarily like
a true story.
So true events, but that crossing was so dangerous that that's based. This is basically how it went.
There is a book that this is written off of, and I can't remember if the book is based on true events or not. But there's a book, and then Tom Hanks wrote a screenplay for this, and then started the movie.
He wrote it and started it.
Yes.
Wow.
He's done that before. He wrote the screenplay for That Thing You Do, and then. I can't remember what other movie there is. There's a couple more.
I didn't know Hanks wrote.
He does.
He diddles and he writes.
Diddles and he writes. Here's a slam. What's a U-boat?
Submarine.
Upside-down boat.
Because I kept seeing it. I mean,
technically, a U-boat is a...
It's upside down. It's
underwater. Or it could be an underwater boat.
Well, I think that's what it...
I'm pretty sure.
Although, whatever it is in German, underwater...
Actually, I saw something about this.
Underwater. So I'm pretty. If you put like you in water, it's right side up boat. The contents are inside while the water stays outside.
Yeah,
correct.
Oh, it's YOO boat.
Undersea boat.
Yeah, the German word for undersea boat.
Undersea boat.
Yeah,
undersea boot. Undersea boot.
So that's why Tyler.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
They kept saying it, but they weren't showing what it was, and I was just like, "You got to show what it is."
I mean,
not U-boat was the original submarine, is, right?
I mean, I do, but I watch a lot of war movies.
Yeah, I've always heard U-boat. I never knew what it was. Like, in my head, it was like a U-shaped boat.
Where's the I-boat?
I assumed what it meant, but I've heard it enough that I was too scared to ask what it meant.
Right. You get to a certain point in your life where you can't ask questions.
I'm pretty sure I took history in, like, elementary school, and they said U-boat.
Probably. See, I just never questioned it. I just rolled with it.
You're just like U-boat.
Yeah, U-boat. I guess. Get it. Then one day it clicked, and I was like, okay, cool. Yeah.
All right. I like that.
I have, speaking of Germans, I have a lamp. The gray wolf is so very hungry.
We will feast on your screams tonight.
Yeah, that was good.
It was so much, but it was perfect.
And it's what it needed. And it's kind of like distorted.
Gargled, so it made it very spooky. It gave a face to the enemy that didn't really have a face.
Yes,
and I liked it.
Yeah, it worked,
and it kind of lit. Like I think what was Tom Hanks' character's name?
Keith Stanfield, Keith, I want to say.
Yeah, Keith LaStanfield. I think he kind of needed like
Ernest Krause.
Oh, Ernest.
That's like, wait, what am I?
You guys remember the Ernest movies?
Yeah, Ernest Goes to Camp.
Ernest Cinematic Universe.
Ernest Goes to College.
Yep.
They need to bring that back.
You don't remember the Ernest movies? They're so good. There was one scene where there's like snapping turtles parachuting from the sky. But okay, back to the movie.
Yeah.
I think he kind of needed some motivation after killing the first U-boat because he was like, oh, that's 20 souls lost.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, but then he hears like German over the intercom and he's like, all right, let's kill his souls or my souls.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I hate
you. We have 10,000 torpedoes.
Okay. The book
is beautiful.
Or the movie is based on the book and the book is not based on a true story. Just kind of fictionalized.
Okay.
World War II.
Okay.
Fiction on fiction.
Was a book written off of someone who was on a ship?
No.
Were they crossing the Atlantic or the English Channel?
Atlantic.
Okay. Okay. That was a pretty long trip.
They mention it in
5 days
in the show. I believe it was in Atlanta.
The book, is a U-boat even a real thing?
Yeah.
It was just screamed up.
So I guess this book, like the book was like pretty heavily researched, so it like would make sense.
Okay, so they probably have ideas, but they probably wasn't someone they actually crossed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine living in a time when you're just trying to cross an ocean. Germans are just blowing you up just all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about crossing the ocean in a steel boat. Imagine crossing the ocean in a wooden boat.
True.
Imagine crossing the ocean in a glass boat. You'd see everything.
Everything.
You'd see everything.
Everything.
Imagine crossing the ocean in a
lead
U-boat?
U-boats aren't real. We kind of went over
what's a material though? Like what's a material that like would be kind of quirky that a boat would be made of?
You know, water. Wheat.
Water. Water boat.
Water boat.
Water
body
boat.
Surfing the whole way.
Ice. You can make an ice boat.
Woo.
Wouldn't last very long.
Nope.
Get there quick.
Not the Atlantic.
Get there quick, Jonah. Am I right?
It's hot.
A glacier?
Glacier.
Oh. Glacier.
How do you say, you know, those things that dangle from the ceiling and they got the chains? You say chandelier?
Chandelier.
Stalactite?
What do you call it?
Chandelier.
What do you call it? Stalagmite?
No, stalactite is the one that hangs from the ceiling.
Oh, stalactite. What's a stalagmite?
The one that goes from the ground.
Oh.
You want to know how I remember that to this day?
Tell me.
It's a stalactite holds tight to the ceiling.
And a stalagmite.
It's just the opposite.
I was going to say,
be on the ground.
Stalactite is the top. Stalagmite is the mat.
That's another way to remember it.
Stalag U-boat.
It doesn't exist.
It's under the rocks.
The stalactite is so very hungry.
I have a slamp that then in the movie they kind of corrected.
Yep.
All the turning of the boat, like hard or left hard rudder, I'm gonna expect everyone to start like leaning one side. No, everyone was standing straight. Now,
yeah, they were standing pretty straight
at the start. Now, I may be unaware of how boats work, but I'm pretty sure that anytime you move a big boat like that hard,
yeah,
people are going to be having to move or grab on things.
Especially towards the end of the movie, I mean, when they're dodging the two torpedoes.
Right.
Like, the bridge is almost in the water.
I expected people to be falling off. Like, oh,
they got really good sea legs.
Yeah, sea legs. They got the sea legs.
Is that what they're trained for? There's
sea legs, U-boats. How many letters of the alphabet are in this movie?
I don't know.
Now, is that an I with an A-Y? Like a Navy I?
Belay that. Slamp. What is a U-boat? Because, again, they still, like, we were into the movie. They still hadn't shown anything. They kept saying it. I was just like,
but I like
you see the U-boats.
Yeah, but like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
You only see the top of the
U-boats. It's a lamp for me in this movie. Like, they don't explain anything. It's literally just you're getting put in the action. If you know it, that great. If you don't, then you're just kind of here for the ride.
That's fair. Yeah. You figure it out.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, it makes it like it dwindles down your audience. You're like, all right, if you know what this is, you're going to like the movie. True. If you don't, then like, don't watch it.
Yeah.
If you like it, watch it. If you don't watch it.
Yeah.
This is only for people that like war movies with action and just that are intense.
And U-boats.
And that's about it. Only, if you're there for any type of story.
Only war dogs allowed. Am I right, Jonah?
There's real no, character development, like, character drama, nothing. No.
If you watch a movie that's called Dogfight and throughout the whole movie they don't tell you what a dogfight is, are you going to get upset? I'm talking about the airplane dogfight.
No Michael Vick involved or anything.
Starring Michael Vick.
Why aren't you allowed to fight dogs?
Hey, he served his time. I was waiting, Tyler.
I had my own thought going on. Why can't you fight dogs? Why?
Inhumane.
We eat animals. What's the difference?
Is it illegal to cockfight?
Yeah. It is.
It is, but why?
In certain countries, yes.
That is weird.
You can kill this animal and eat its flesh, but don't make it fight.
What? You could grow 100 chickens and slaughter them and eat them.
Yes.
But pit them against each other and make them fight?
Not allowed.
Speaking of chickens,
yeah,
I have a lamp. I like how they kept on trying to force Tom Hanks to eat food.
See, that was my next slam.
Eat your food, Tom.
Eat your food.
Because at the start of the movie, I'm like, why aren't you eating? But it's all that pressure that he is doing, not sleeping. He's under so much stress in the situation. He doesn't have time to eat.
And he noticed when he wasn't eating or like kind of paying attention to himself is when he started messing up. And then people started dying on his ship. And then he realized, oh, crap. I need to do something. I need to sit down. I need to eat.
Exactly. I need to relax. I need to calm myself. Yeah. So that's why it's a lamp for me, because it does show character progression.
Kind of.
Yeah. Where he understands that, like, he can't do what he did the first time for the last five U-boats.
That's good. I like that.
It's a lamp for you. It's a lamp for me. But I see a lamp as a progress.
I think that if he'd slept for 2 hours and ate a meal, he would have been thinking more straight and could have been a better captain.
Or dead.
Hey, you can't sleep when the gray wolf is a knocking.
Every time he shuts his eyes.
Captain, are you catching Z's?
If I'm not sleeping, I'm at least going to eat, because I feel like if you're not sleeping and not eating, you just get so drained.
And imagine so much faster. You're getting lit up by U-boats, all sorts of stuff, and you're getting served these great-looking meals.
That no one else is getting.
Nobody else is getting.
Did you see that ham steak?
That ham steak.
Every time food came out, the other, they would show the other characters, like, look at it.
They're like, all like,
damn, that looks good.
I wish that was the
they'd
captain.
Be licking their chops.
And Jonah,
then Tom Hanks is just like, sonar! Sonar save!
He wasn't eating, but he was drinking his coffee.
That's true.
It wasn't tea, but it was coffee.
Good one. Another letter. Let's see if we can get every letter.
Getting all the letters in?
Okay. Listeners, can you guess the theme of the episode?
This episode's for all the kids learning the alphabet. You know, A and B and C, M and L O, F. Wait.
Office reference.
That's the second one, by the way.
Never ends. Never ends with this guy. PAMP, I bet U-boat stands for underwater boat. I like figured it out.
Watching the movie long enough.
Yeah. It's probably like 30 minutes from the movie. Here's a lamp. Yeah.
The gray wolf is so very hungry.
Ooh. That was good.
Okay. I have a slam.
Yeah.
Why are his feet bleeding after just
standing? Like,
because he's wearing terrible shoes, probably.
He's standing just patrolling
around the boat.
It's walking around in for what, bad
3 days or,
very,
or so.
Remember, it's his first time on a boat. So these
it's
are,
not his first time. He's been.
This is the first time as captain.
His first voyage.
So they're probably brand new shoes that he didn't break in.
Hmm.
So I know I've gotten new shoes, and
they were probably shoes that were enlisted to him, and I can tell you from experience, shoes that are enlisted to you are the worst things.
Especially in World War II.
Yeah, especially, I can't imagine. They were probably just wooden clogs, honestly.
So, I saw that.
That's actually how tap dancing originated.
Wait, do that again, Private.
I do it faster.
you don't know what you're doing to me, guy!
Add a little zing to it.
Hey, Jefferson, throw him that stick!
He's got the stick. He's
Meanwhile, the Germans can hear the tap dancing. They start firing torpedoes.
That's not bad, Greyhound.
I have an air lamp. Very, very little, but I'm glad they put it in the movie. When he needs to communicate under the ship.
And he
opens up the pipe and he speaks into the pipe. I just like that. That was funny.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
We do that at work. If you have like two underground vaults that are like piped together, you can go in one vault and then some guy can go in the other vault, even they're like, I don't know, a mile away. And you can just like whisper in the pipe like, hey, what's going on? And you can hear it in the other vault. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I did that last night.
Yeah.
Holly was wrapping some presents and I had one of the, she ran out of paper. So I grabbed the tube and I was speaking through it.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Anytime I bend,
it's the same thing.
Same thing. Anytime I bend a 90 on like a big piece of pipe at work, so like it looks like a didgeridoo, like I can't help but like.
Because you're an adult.
It's so hard to resist.
Okay, I do have a slump in regards to the submarine noise. Initially, I disliked it. It sounded like a whale.
It sounded like a whale, but it was a very intense
whale.
Spooky.
I'm just
whale.
Like, why did they keep on playing it? I eventually started enjoying it, but overall it was a slam.
It really started to hit me when like all eight of the U-boats started surfacing, and it was like, and I was just like, make it stop.
Adding more and more U-boats to the story.
There was a lot of U-boats.
There were four total.
No, there was not.
He took out four U-boats.
There wasn't more than five.
Wasn't more than five.
You're looking this up?
Yep. That's it. I'm out of lamps and slamps. Joni, got any more lamps and slamps?
I'm out.
Brian?
I have one more slamp. Did not like that the chef had to die.
He had to die.
I got upset. I'm like, this
is failed to feed his captain.
Such a hard worker.
Brian.
He makes the food. He takes care of the kitchen. He provides ammunition to the gunners, and he gets blown up.
Yep,
that was very sad.
So my last lamp is it goes off of what you say. No character development. It meant absolutely nothing when at the end, when Tom Hanks finally goes back to his cabin and he looks in the mirror and he has the little like flashback of the lady. And I was just like, why? Like,
yeah, they could have just not had
that. They could have just not had that.
I mean, honestly, taking the lady out of the movie would have been fine.
That lady seemed very, like, didn't want to be with him.
She didn't care.
I kind of like that, though, about this movie, that it's like, it's not the typical, like, I'm waiting for you, of course I'll marry you. It's like, why don't you come back first, then maybe I'll marry you.
It's almost like he's very realistic. It's almost like he's kind of a loser. Like, he's an older man. Like, yeah. He's dating an older woman. She doesn't really want to get married. It's kind of, I guess it works for the character.
That's why I like it, because it's just very unusual.
Whoa. But also, Zip Ryan is so very hungry.
I can make us some burgers after this.
Some burgers?
Buns?
Yep.
Do you have iceberg lettuce?
Yep.
Do you have pickles?
Yep.
Do you have Dijon mustard?
Yep.
Grey Poupon Dijon?
Yep.
Do you have pepperoncini?
Yes.
Do you have Thousand Island dressing?
Yes.
Jonah, that sounds so very...
I don't know if that one works.
Oh. Sounds delicious.
You don't think that works, Jonah? K.
XYZ, Jonah. XYZ.
It's too obvious now.
Why do you doubt me?
Why so serious? And now it's time for the next segment of the show. The segment we like to call Punch Hunter Brunch. If it's not too much, what do you say is such bunch? This is part of the show. We have three categories. Punch, who in this movie do you want to punch? Hunch, who in this movie, if you're recruited by the FBI to solve a murder, do you bring along with you to solve said murder? And brunch, who do you want to have brunch with, Johnny? You're going to punch.
I am going to punch.
Choose wisely. Choose wisely.
I'm going to punch the sonar guy specifically when he messes up on reading the decoy. That was a heartbreaker.
Was a heartbreaker. And I really thought Hanks was going to backhand him.
Yeah, I wanted him to.
He should have.
Yeah.
He wasn't a very like forceful captain, was he?
He wasn't.
He
kept forgetting people's names. Hey, Flipper. And he was like, my name's Fippler, sir.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's an understandable mix-up. I'd be calling him Flipper.
And then he was like, hey, Octagon. And he was like, well, my name is Octavius. Otto Octavius. And he takes the arms out. Jonah, who are you going to punch?
I'm going to punch the girlfriend.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Elizabeth Shue? You're going to punch Elizabeth Shue?
Yeah.
Why?
Right in the laces. Because, I don't know, she just was like, I don't know, too harsh to him.
Very, like, disinterested in the relationship.
Like, make it back and then maybe I'll marry you.
Like, she met up with him to exchange gifts, but she seemed, and I don't know if, like, she was just having, like, a weird acting day or what, but she just seemed like she hated him.
I know 100% that she met someone else and married that person while he was away at sea.
Yeah. That's what it felt like.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. That's what it felt like.
Easily.
That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a weird it puts a weird twist on this movie.
It does. That's why I like this movie so much. It's so weird.
What if that's how it ended?
Like, that flashback was just them breaking it off instead. I've met another man.
No, the flashback is him realizing she had a ring on his finger or her finger.
Wait a second.
Brian?
So I'm gonna...
And she's married to the Gray Wolf.
She was on the Gray Wolf?
The Gray Wolf
she was
so
the Gray Wolf.
Hungry.
Boy, Brian? what a twist. Brian, who are you going to punch?
So I'm going to punch the guy who was re-announcing everything that the radar guy was saying.
The messenger?
The messenger. I'm just like,
20 nautical miles.
20 nautical miles!
You did it like messenger?
At first, but then he messed up. I'm like, dude, everyone is staring at you and you have to sneeze. You have one job.
He did one big sneeze and then he had to hear it again. Remember that?
Yeah, because he forgot what it was.
How come his helmet was so big?
Because he had to hold all the information in his head.
Yeah.
He had a big head.
He had a big head.
Big head.
Big head.
So yeah, I would punch the messenger just because of that mess up. They could have died. They didn't, but they could have.
Heavy is the helmet on the big head of the messenger. Am I right, Brian?
That one too.
I'm going to punch the Gray Wolf.
The whole U-boat?
Yeah, I mean, like at that scene where it's like super close and like the Nazis are like shooting.
Right.
I would have jumped on that U-boat
and start punching.
Punched my way through.
That was bold of them, by the way. They just surface. And
they were like cocky. They were getting cocky.
So you know? They surfaced. Well, the first time they surfaced, I didn't understand. Then I understood that they got hit. They got a hole on their top. Like their top came off. So they had to resurface because they couldn't go underwater anymore. That's when they blew them up.
Top hole.
But initially, I didn't. I mean, obviously, it makes sense now, but I didn't think U-boats had to come up for air. All the air that they had was stored.
They originally, when they first came up, they wanted to keep pace with the convoy. And like submarines, you go faster if you're surfaced. Just, I don't know, that's okay. How it works. So that's why they surfaced initially, and then they went back underneath when they had a good.
I like, thought they were like a whale, like, position. Let's blow out all of our water and then suck in air for our people to use.
Could be.
That's why they were making the whale noises every time they breached.
Honestly, it makes sense now. I'm changing that to a lamp.
There you go. And hunch, Johnny, the FBI comes to your door. They want you to solve a murder. You have to bring someone from Greyhound to solve it.
I'm going to hunch with the cook before he died.
Cleveland?
Yeah.
The cook?
Yeah.
Me too.
So he can cook me meals.
Me too.
Because I'm hunching it up.
I wanted the ham steak.
Yeah. Imagine.
Jonah, did you see that ham steak?
I did.
Did you want it?
Also, we got him his favorite peaches, man.
Is that what those were? Peaches. I thought it was ice cream.
Peaches.
Peaches?
Favorite peaches?
Peaches?
Peaches.
Peaches.
Come from the country.
I'm going to take a...
Country peach?
Yeah.
On my hunch.
Yeah.
The gray wolf.
Really? Ooh. Why? The whole U-boat.
Yeah. Good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, wolf cop?
I just pull out a radio, and he starts talking to the radio. You know that ship's 100 miles offshore right now.
Ooh. They got a torpedo pointed right at you, bub.
And he's so very hungry.
Tell him, Grey Wolf.
It's true. It's true. I am.
Brian, who are you going to hunch?
So I'm going to hunch with, I believe it's Charlie Cole. It's the guy that is the dude that he goes to in that part of the movie. Like, what do we do? Do we send out a distress signal? And he's like, yeah, basically send one out. We need it.
With a corncob pipe and a button nose, it's Charlie Cole.
Yeah, my reasoning is
made you think of that?
My reasoning is that he was very level-headed and he would keep, you know, the hunch.
Charlie Cole, eyes made out of coal, and then you think of Frosty the Snowman. No, corncob pipe, button nose, and two eyes made out of coal. Charlie Cole. Kind of makes sense.
I mean, you got there.
Yeah.
You got there.
Who are you hunching with?
I'm going to hunch with Cleveland.
Hey!
Yeah, he was, he seemed like a cool, collected cat, and he was He's making ham steaks. He's cooking it up, baby. I always thought it'd be nice to just, like Yana does cook, but Yana cooks, like, really healthy stuff all the time. It'd be nice to just have, like, someone to make you meals that are just, like, they're good.
Good, hearty meals.
Yeah, good, like, they're not good for you.
Yeah.
But, like, they taste really good.
So you could be, like, fat and overweight and not healthy.
I mean, you can make your own food.
Maybe. Maybe. I could. I hate cooking. I hate it. Sorry. I don't like it. My new thing now is I'll buy chicken sausages, fully cooked chicken sausages, eat them right out of the package.
What?
Five chicken sausages for dinner, call it a day.
Oh.
Maybe steam some broccoli.
I think
if I have the energy.
I cook more than you nowadays.
You probably do. I don't cook, period.
I cook quite a bit nowadays.
I'll make a sandwich.
I've been on a sandwich kick right now. I love sandwiches.
Sandwiches are what's up.
With avocado.
Those rolls you brought to the cabin.
Yeah, I've been buying them.
Whole wheat, too.
Yeah. You want some? I have some. We can make sandwiches after this.
Nah, I'm full. I had a one of everything dinner. You ever had this? You ever do this?
What is this?
One of everything dinner is when you get home and there's not like an abundance of any one thing, but there's like a lot of little things. So you just like, you have like a little bit of salmon. It's like a little bit of zucchini, buffet. A little bit of salt and vinegar chips. You get a pita out of the... You melt some cheese on the pita. Eat it like a quesadilla. What else did I eat? I ate like some gummy bears.
Boy, all this talking about food makes us want to talk about who we want to take out for brunch, right?
I'm not done. I had some of those wasabi peas. You ever had those wasabi peas?
Oh, you gave me some when we went and saw Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Good, right?
Yep. They're hot.
Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Did me, you, and Iana see that?
Yeah.
That's right. It was Star Wars?
Star Wars. It was the one where they were riding the animals on top of the ship, and there was a bunch of Palpatines everywhere.
Oh, the best one.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
I like when Palpatine shoots the lightning bolt, and it hits every single ship in the sky.
All the ships. Every single ship.
Just so much power in one man. You know, it's incredible. What a perfect end to a perfect series. And
not
brunch. John, who are you going to take?
I'm taking Elizabeth Shue.
Why?
Really?
Competition's away at sea, baby.
She still got it.
She still got it.
She's from The Boys.
Yeah.
She was Madeline Hightower. What was her name? Madeline?
She is?
She was the lady.
Was she the one that was giving her milk?
Yeah.
She's milk lady?
Yeah. Madeline something. I want to say it was Madeline.
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah. what was it? Madeline Sitwell. Stillwell.
I think it was Stillwell.
I think it's Stillwell.
I'm going to take the cook.
Cleveland.
He's probably got some great brunch spots.
No, he like I don't think he would. I think he's just like, why would you go to brunch?
Yeah, just go over to his house. He'd make me some food.
Yeah.
His house is probably weird, though. You know what I mean?
That's racist.
What do you mean by that?
Hang on.
What do you mean
that's racist? I wouldn't say in his house is weird because it's black.
Whoa,
I was saying
whoa,
his house
whoa.
Weird. I
said, hey, you said the B word, man.
I was saying his house would be weird because he's from a different era. He's a cook, so he doesn't make that much money. He's probably like a small apartment. Probably like...
But it's probably the best food.
It's the best food.
Yeah, but like,
small
you know,
apartment, big food.
Small apartment, big food.
Big food.
Can't argue with that.
That chicken from Popeye's.
All right.
That is that their saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Have you not heard their Popeye's?
No, wait. Small apartment, big food is their saying?
Yeah, I love that chicken from Popeye's.
I'm so confused how you got the Popeye's from the small apartment, big food.
I couldn't explain it to you.
I have an idea, but this podcast just like, needs to keep going.
It's like rapid images in my head of like in succession that like end somewhere. It ended at Popeye's because I don't like the Popeye's commercials because they seem really like weird and like stereotypical. Because it's like a lady and she's like, "Oh, honey, come in and try my new butterfly shrimp. You're gonna love it." And I'm like, "Is this cool? Are we good with this? I thought we're like progressive and we're like moving away from this kind of thing." But nope, just a straight up heavy set African American woman. "Oh, honey, you know you're gonna love my popcorn chicken. Like, come on. You know?
I'm so confused on what's happening."
And then the other thing we're just always, "Love that chicken from Popeyes."
Brian, who are you taking
to brunch? Brian, who are you gonna take to brunch? It's hot in here, man.
It is. I don't know why it's so hot here.
Yeah. I'm going to take Cleveland. I want to take Cleveland out to brunch because all he does is serve other people. I want him to be served.
Do you feel like he would like critique the food the whole time? Like, oh, this is like, this ham steak's not.
I feel like because he mainly works on a ship, he would just love every single thing that's on the plate.
You're probably right.
He would have no complaints.
Yeah, it's not like he's making like, you know, 5-star meals. Yeah. Like he's just
he would have no complaints.
He's got cheap
I was
army
honestly
rations
impressed
with
the food rations that they had to work with though on that show.
Well, remember
fresh like, eggs.
The fresh eggs.
The food rations.
Ham steak.
The food rations you saw were just for the captain.
That's true.
Also, they did just start their voyage, so
true.
It's only 5 days. The 12 eggs for the captain only. I mean, it's probably all he needs.
Bucket.
Usually, eggs. It's good food, and then by like you know day 10, it's just gruel.
Gruel. What is gruel?
I don't know.
Gruel.
I just know from The Office.
Do you know goulash?
I've heard that word before.
That's an Eastern European dish, right?
I don't know. My mom used to make it. She called it goulash. It was just like, it was pasta and like, I want to say it was just like diced tomatoes
and some sort of meat.
Ground beef.
Yeah.
She called it goulash. It was very similar to pasta. It was very similar to spaghetti, but it was goulash.
Huh.
I don't know.
It's like meat goop with some sort of starch.
Yeah.
That's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
Tyler, who are you going out to brunch with?
Ernest Krause. The captain.
Oh, the diddler.
I'm going to take Hanks.
Interesting.
Why?
I'm not sure why.
You rather have characters in this movie?
Do you want to hear? Goulash is a soup or stew of meat and vegetables seasoned with paprika and other spices. Originated in Hungary. Goulash is a common meal predominantly eaten in Central Europe, but also in other parts of Europe.
That's a country you don't hear about much.
Hungary?
Yeah.
I talk about Hungary every single day.
What?
I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
We are hungry.
He, she, they is hungry.
The wolf. He's so very
hungry. So very hungry.
He's German, though. He wasn't from Hungary.
Also, the howl he did was like very like, it wasn't like a howl. It was like, but he was like,
I feel like he was
a dying
German,
so,
a German wolf.
So I feel like he was trying to howl in American and not German.
Yeah, that's fair.
He was about to do, he's like, how does the Germans howl? How does the Americans howl?
I think it's like in German.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
That's good.
That's good.
It's terrifying.
So scary. To be shaking in their clogs.
Stupid.
And now it's time for the final segment of the show. The segment.
My buzzer is bzzz.
Just wait, I didn't call for buzzers, and I'm going to ask in order, please. Because I feel like I should ask Brian first this round, because Brian always has the worst one. Maybe Brian gets it. We'll give Brian a chance. He probably won't take it. He'll probably still come up with some long buzzer. Okay. Anyways.
I thought about it on the way here.
All right, okay. There you go.
All
right. So this Trivial Trivia asks 6 questions, buzzers, Brian.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you a U-boat?
Yes.
You have a very quiet laugh. It's mostly just...
it's like a balloon just, letting loose
I don't want to laugh into the mic, so I'm doing my indoor laugh.
It's kind of like Jonah's coquettish laugh.
Yeah.
So what?
You have like a little cheeky laugh that you go... It's like... it's like that. It's very coy. Very coy, Jonah, buzzer. Johnny.
That whole thing, really?
Okay. Pop noise. All right. First question. What is sauerkraut? Johnny.
Pickled cabbage?
Pickled cabbage is correct. 1 point for Johnny.
Brian's ready.
Brian's ready.
It's going to take him 3 minutes to finish his buzz, but he's ready.
He's locked and loaded.
If I start first, you got to wait for me to finish. You got to pick me.
You start first.
Is that how it works?
At the end of the buzzer?
No, it's the beginning of the buzzer.
Yeah. If it's end of the buzzer, I'm just going to start my buzzer now.
If he starts before us.
This is Jeopardy rules. It's first to click the button.
First to click the button.
Should I get some type of...
Ooh.
I'm looking at that.
You should get the ones that shock Tyler. When we press them, so he knows who pressed the
first. Let's get 3 podiums. We write our names.
What if we start doing Kahoot? have you ever played Kahoot?
No.
Everyone gets the answer, though. It just shows you who answered first.
Get the podiums. True. Let's start a YouTube channel where like we just do this.
No, we should write our answers on Etch-A-Sketch.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's good. I like that.
Okay.
No. 20 minutes later. All right. Answer's ready.
You lift it up, it shakes the sand. Raises it.
Damn it!
Next question. Its call sign was Greyhound. What? Why'd you buzz in so early?
Because man. I read it, and I know
you
it.
You can't ask for the rest of the question.
I know what it is.
All right, so say it then if you know what it is.
The boat wasn't actually named the Greyhound. It was named the...
Five.
USS...
Four.
Three. Diplomatic?
No, incorrect.
Was it start with a D?
No. Dang. Its call sign was Greyhound, but what was the actual name of the ship? Johnny.
I'm going to go with the USS Cadence.
Very close. Very close.
Oh.
Pretty sure that's different than what you said your buzzer was. Gonna.
Yeah, can you do it exactly the same consistent. Each time, please?
Oh.
It's getting so different. I swear it started out as like.
He's not doing the up. He's not doing the up.
Yeah, it went up at the end. I remember that.
I like that one.
I'm going to go ahead and say right now, you're probably not a very good mimic, right? Like, you're not good at like... Probably can't do like impressions or like... Yes, Brian.
I'm going to go with the USS Problematic.
USS Problematic is incorrect. The correct answer is USS Keeling.
Cadence with a K, was the right? other ship.
Yeah. It's with a K, right?
With a K. The Keeling.
I was reading facts about this movie earlier, and I saw that, and Keeling. I answered too quick.
It's a Keeling. Tough question. It's a tough question.
Keeling.
Next question. How many depth charges were left? Jonah.
There were 2 depth charges left.
Incorrect. Johnny.
13.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Too much.
Ryan.
There were 6.
6 is correct.
Oh.
Split the difference.
Everybody was like, whoa, Captain, we ain't got no more full load depth charges. Well, how many left do we have? Whoa, I don't know, guy. We got about, I don't know, 1, 2, maybe 6.
I feel like we watched different movies.
I just feel like nobody had like that old-timey kind of like You know,
it wasn't old-timey. It was 1942.
But I miss when you'd watch a movie from the 50s and everyone would be like, oh, well, what do everyone you, what, had the what'd you say this, huh? You know?
Yeah.
I miss that.
You know, that's a made-up accent.
Yeah.
Nobody actually talked like that.
I know.
That's so upsetting.
But it,
they talk like that in movies, so they actually did talk like that.
But nowadays.
Do you think actors...
What's real life and what isn't?
Do you think actors who did that accent like talk that way in real life?
No.
Or they literally just put it on while they were...
I think they did at certain parts of their life. Yeah. Like around certain people.
Yeah, right. Around the paparazzo.
Yeah.
You say paparazzo or paparazzi?
Paparazzi.
Okay. Interesting.
I say Papa John's.
Paps.
I do like that garlic butter you can get.
The garlic shooters is
if what there's,
I call
if
it.
If there's one shooters. Thing that goes well with pizza, it's butter.
It is. More butter.
More butter.
Make it garlicky.
Make it garlicky.
Yeah.
Let's get a Papa John's pizza.
Okay.
Extra garlic butter. Next question. Was Tom Hanks' son in this movie? Bzz. Jonah.
No.
Correct. Oh, right. Yeah, Brian.
Just wanted to make the noise.
It's fair. It's a good noise. I get it. Next question. Was Tom Hanks' other son in this movie?
No.
Johnny?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, wait, was it something?
Chet Hanks was in this movie. Colin Hanks was not.
Chet Hanks?
So you could have said Jonah was wrong on both of them.
Yeah, but I had him written and Jonah guessed correctly. Okay. So Jonah. You guessed correctly on the first one.
You did it.
Chet Hanks?
Chet Hanks.
Is that the one that's kind of the reject?
Yeah.
That's why I didn't.
He's in like a band or something.
What did he do in this movie?
He was just like one of the guys.
He's very far
one
down.
Of the background guys.
Yeah.
Is he even credited? Oh, here we go. Chet Hanks.
Yep. Chet Hanks.
Bushnell.
Bushnell.
Chet Hanks. There he is. He looks nothing like a Hanks.
No.
He does. Oh, he looks like a reject, man.
What? How many strings did that?
Oh, what, Tom he's Hanks? In, yeah, Shameless.
Is he?
Yeah.
Sure.
Look, he's talking a lip right now.
He's also in a Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Indiana Jones, as a student in the library.
Oh.
What an acting career he's had.
Fantastic Four.
Larry Crown, which is one that Tom Hanks
wrote
and starred in. So.
Nice.
I feel like every movie Tom Hanks tries to sell Chet to them. And then when they say no, they're like, how about Colin?
They're like, how about Colin? He's like, no, he's not available. What about Chet?
Like he doesn't like Colin, but he likes Chet.
They're like, he could be a student in the library, all right?
Chet.
He doesn't get any lines.
Chet Hanks. Last question. So Jonah has 2 points. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Johnny got pickled cabbage.
I got
Chet, Jonah got one of those questions. Brian got depth charges. It's 3.
I got the first one, too.
1-1-1, Aiden.
No, what I was got the first 2.
Question?
I got 2.
Sauerkraut was the first one.
I got sauerkraut. Wait, and
name,
I got
name
Chet.
The questions.
Yeah. I got sauerkraut and I got Chet.
Johnny's got 2. I got sauerkraut. Jonah's got 1. Brian's
wait,
got
but
one.
I also got the other one that it, what his son wasn't in it. And I got one more, I thought.
No, you said no to both, but the second one was yes.
So I got one right.
You have one.
Yes,
you have 1 point.
Have 1 point. Brian has 1 point.
We all got the ship wrong.
Hmm.
Johnny's got 2.
Okay.
This last one is worth 2 points.
Why are we arguing when the last one is going to decide?
This one's only worth 2. This one's only worth 2. Okay. This one's only worth 2.
All right.
Fine, it's worth 1. Is that what you want?
No, I'm just curious.
There's no drama.
Wait, Did somebody win something where they could automatically win?
Yeah,
trivia?
I did.
Yeah.
No, do you want to use this now?
I get 1 extra point.
He will get the point if he guesses the average correct.
That's right.
No. He guessed it correct, so I thought he gets a point now.
He hasn't gotten it correct.
I haven't gotten it yet.
Not right on the money. Not right on the money.
I thought you did. You got close.
The closest has been 3.
You're off by 0.75 last time.
Yeah.
Last one's worth 1. And if it's tie, there'll be a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay. How many total U-boats?
This is worth it.
Jonah.
4.
Incorrect. Johnny.
Total.
Whole movie.
Whole movie.
So there's one in the beginning, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, wait. Don't give him in. You just gave him.
Hey. If I would have got that, I would have got it right. If you would have said that.
Okay, there's down, 1. How many? Down.
5.
No.
I'm going with, I believe in.
Yeah.
I believe in 8. I want to say 8? It's 8.
8 is great. 8 is great. Yeah! 8 is great. Incorrect.
Oh.
Good.
Eight sounds like ape. Isn't that weird?
A little bit.
Brian is buzzing in.
Great
eight. Eight.
Brian is buzzing.
Mighty Joe Young, Charlize Theron.
Brian Monster. Is buzzing in.
Eight. Hateful eight.
Hateful eight. Hateful eight is great.
Yeah.
Brian.
There's six.
Incorrect. Do we want to go one more time?
Yes.
Jonah.
There are three.
Incorrect. Johnny.
Seven.
Seven is correct.
Yeah, I know there was a lot.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
John, did you even watch the movie? There's only four. He only sucked four.
I said five. Yeah. And then you said six.
Well, John, so there's only four downs. I you're from the movie Us. What?
I like that scene in Us with the lady's like, who are you people? And then she goes, we're Americans. It's very creepy. Very creepy. All right. So that's a tie. No. Johnny has three.
I won.
All right. Do a tiebreaker for. Did you have another question ready?
No.
Oh.
I can think of one.
Think of one.
What's the tiebreaker for?
I don't know.
I have a question.
Think one for the aftercast.
I have a question.
Yeah, what do you got?
We need to be done 7 minutes ago.
Name the three other destroyer ships.
Oh.
The call sign or the ship?
The call sign, I guess. The call sign.
Harry and Dickie.
There's one more.
And Cadence?
No.
I have it.
No, Cadence is one.
No.
What I have it.
Tyler?
Eagle.
Yeah. Oh, Eagle. Eagle all right, sunk,
let's,
though.
Let's wrap up this
the
movie.
The blue dolphin burnt up.
Burned down years ago.
All right, ready? Tyler, what do you rate this movie? 1 to 300 depth charges.
1 to 300 depth charges.
1 to 300 meals.
Ham steaks?
Ham steaks.
Ham steaks.
Ham steaks.
1 to 300 ham steaks. Yeah, I liked it. I feel like it was a solid movie. I don't know. I kind of didn't like... I didn't like Tom Hanks' character, though, quite frankly.
Seemed like you just not like Tom Hanks?
I guess not.
I guess cuck.
I mean, the movie was about the ship, not Tom Hanks.
I know, but he was there. He was there, too.
They still casted him.
I'm going to give it 172.
Whoa!
It's going to be 172 for me.
So I did thoroughly enjoy the movie. I was on the edge of my couch the entire time. I'm going to give it a 247.
Ooh, 247? Jeez. All right. I'm going to rate this movie 214. Brian?
I like the movie. I would actually rate it higher than what I'm going to rate it. But
getting for the average?
Getting this average.
For the average, baby.
It's probably going to be like a 197.
197. Dead air. 207.5.
207.
I noticed. 207.5. I feel like that's a good rating for this movie.
That was the most dead air we've had in a while. That was pure silence.
His head will come off, but there's nothing underneath.
There's nothing underneath his head?
Just a little ball.
All right. Well,
yeah. That's the podcast, everyone. John, you have anything else you want to add?
No.
Brian?
Boy, do I have to pee.
Do you?
How many letters is that? That's a good amount.
I forgot. I wasn't keeping track.
Wait, before we go, though, we are on Patreon. We have extra episodes every single week.
Ooh, yep. Yeah, Patreon week. Starts with a every P. Yeah.
It does. Thanks, Brian.
Get off the alphabet thing,
man. Extra episode, $2 a month, supports the show. You can go to flickface.com, find all the links. Also, social media that we are absent from. But you can reach out to us there. Movie suggestions, like whatever it is.
Somebody will get back to
it. It was very much a jab.
Social media on the IG.
John says, I'll do the for social media.
The one, who's
and
the
I
one,
got turned off from it immediately.
Who's the one person that posts multiple times a day on social media here?
It's John.
It's John. But he can't do one post on FlickFace.
That's just stealing memes.
Steal memes for FlickFace, then.
No.
All right, so
if I have to do it, I don't want to do it.
Tyler, anything else you want to add?
ZYXWBUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFETCBA.